JY Immersion Readers. Honeybees Help Flowers by Michelle Schwab. Let's read a book. Follow along as I read. Table of Contents. How do flowers grow? Page 4. What do plants need to make new plants? Page 8. How do honeybees help flowers? Page 10. How do flowers help honeybees? Page 16. How do honeybees help people? Page 18. Glossary and Index. Page 20. I need to know these words. Flowers. Nectar. Petals. Pollen. Pollinate. Seeds. How do flowers grow? Look at these beautiful flowers. Flowers come in many colors, shapes, and sizes.
Flowers are pretty plants. Some flowers bloom in the summer.
Most flowers grow in the same way. Most grow from seeds. Seeds come in many colors, shapes, and sizes, too. Some seeds are inside fruits. Some seeds have hard shells.
Some seeds are big. Most seeds are the size of a grain of sand.
Seeds grow into new plants. The new plants will look like the old plants. The seeds came from the old plants. Seed coat. Start of a new plant. Food.
Every seed has what it needs to grow into a new plant.
What do plants need to make new plants? Most plants need pollen to reproduce or make new plants. A flower is one part of a plant. The flower makes pollen. Pollen looks like dust. Pollen.
The pollen grains of this lily are tiny.
Most plants are unable to grow seeds from their own pollen. Plants need pollen from other plants to grow. How do plants get pollen?
These plants need pollen. Each plant will get pollen from a different plant.
How do honeybees help flowers? Look at these busy honeybees. The honeybees smell the sweet nectar in the flowers. The nectar is food for honeybees. Honeybees collect this nectar.
Honeybees need flowers for food. A honeybee carries pollen on its legs. Honeybees find nectar in the flowers.
A honeybee moves around a flower to find nectar. The honeybee moves around. Then its body gets covered with sticky pollen.
The golden dust on this bee is pollen.
The honeybee lands on another flower. Some pollen rubs off the honeybee's body. This pollen sticks to the flower. The honeybee pollinates the flower.
Plants need the pollen that the honeybee brings.
The honeybee pollinates the flower. Next, the petals fall off. Then the seeds are ready to spread. Parts of a flower. Petal. Stem, leaf, root. Sometimes the wind blows the seeds around. The seeds land on the ground. Many seeds grow into new plants.
This dandelion has lost its yellow petals. Now its seeds are blowing away.
How do flowers help honeybees? Flowers have beautiful colors and sweet smells. Honeybees find the flowers because honeybees like the colors and smells.
Honeybees cannot see the color red. They do not go to red flowers.
Do honeybees and flowers help each other? Yes. Honeybees collect nectar from flowers. The flowers receive pollen from honeybees.
Where will a bee fly to find pollen on this flower?
How do honeybees help people? Many farmers depend on bees to help their crops grow. Some farmers even keep their own bees.
Honeybees live inside these boxes. The farmer uses the honeybees to pollinate her crop of pumpkins.
These fruits and vegetables could not grow without help from honeybees. We like to eat all these fruits and vegetables. Thank you, honeybees. Crops that bees pollinate: apples, peaches, cucumbers, grapes, peas, tomatoes, strawberries, pumpkins. Glossary: flowers, parts of a plant that make seeds. Nectar, a sweet liquid made by flowers. Petals, the colorful parts of a flower. Pollen, tiny grains that a flower makes. Pollinate, to bring pollen from one flower to another so that seeds can grow. Seeds, the parts of a plant that grow into a new plant. Index: flowers, nectar, petals, pollen, pollinate, seeds. How do honeybees help flowers?